The Pentagon has suspended missions aimed at recovering the remains of U.S. soldiers from North Korea. Thousands of Americans are still missing in action from the Korean War. The U.S. has recovered the remains of 220 soldiers since a program began 9 years ago. In suspending the missions, the Pentagon cited concerns for the safety of American personnel working in North Korea. NPR's Vicki O'Hara is following this story, and she joins me now. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Renee.
This program has been fairly successful over the years. What prompted this latest decision?
You know, it's not entirely clear, but relations between North Korea and Washington have been on the downswing for quite some time. The main areas of tension are North Korea's missile and nuclear weapons program, and there's been quite a bit of concern in Washington in recent weeks that North Korea might actually be preparing for a live nuclear test, and the Bush administration has been trying to get ready for that possibility. The U.S. and North Korea's neighboring countries also have been trying to convince Pyongyang to return to negotiations over the nuclear issue, but so far they haven't had any success.
Didn't the U.S. just complete a recovery mission in North Korea?
Yes, it did, just a couple of days ago, and the Pentagon announced that it had recovered the remains of some American soldiers. That was the first of what was to have been a series of such missions this year. The Pentagon had planned to send another team into North Korea on May 28th, but that, of course, now has been put on hold. Pentagon officials say they do want to resume the missions when the climate in North Korea improves.
Well, as I just said, the missions were also suspended because they are concerned for the safety of recovery teams. Did anything happen during the missions thus far to convince the Pentagon that they might be at risk?
Apparently not, at least, you know, not per se, based on conversations with Pentagon officials in Washington and in Hawaii. Hawaii is the headquarters of the U.S. Pacific Command, which deals with Northeast Asia. Late yesterday, I talked to a spokesman for the Pacific Command, Lieutenant Commander Jason Salata, and he said that the United States, from the start of this program, has been really uneasy over the restrictions that North Korea puts on American personnel involved in the missions. He says that there's just no way to contact the American team once they're in North Korea, except once a day through an American liaison in North Korea's capital. And he's also said that North Korea controls that channel of communication. So if something happened, the Americans essentially would be cut off from the outside world. Salata said that over the last several weeks, North Korea, and these are his words, has created an atmosphere that is not conducive to the continued presence of American personnel in North Korea.
Vicki, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR's Pentagon correspondent, Vicki O'Hara.